Brad to the Bone here. Good afternoon or evening or morning. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s, ranging from classic rock, acid rock, electric rock, acoustic rock, new age, orchestra rock, synthesized rock, punk rock, rockabilly, and more, as I burn them to digital and share them with you all out there in cyberspace. And today I've got one of my favorite style of music. That's right, rockabilly. We got Rockabilly Day going on here at Brad's Vinyl. Jimmy and the Mustangs. Jimmy and the Mustangs, an American rockabilly band. Jimmy Silver's fronting that band, right out of Southern California. That's right, coming out of the punk scene and the new wave rockabilly scene. Selling out to sold-out audiences, opening up for, guess who, the Go-Go's down in L.A. And then later opening up for bands like X, the Blasters, Los Lobos, and playing at Hollywood nightclubs, the Whiskey, and the Roxy, and the Starwood. And it was all uphill from there. Nothing but the best in rockabilly. Jimmy and the Mustangs, all right. And even playing for, actually, Jimmy and the Mustangs were hired by Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin to perform at one of Plant's own private parties. How about that? So, and even joined Bruce Springsteen once on stage, actually. Jimmy and the Mustangs. Yeah. Vocals and guitar, Jimmy Silver, also known as Jimmy Haddix. Marshall Rohner on lead guitar. Troy Mack drums and percussion. And on bass, Jeff Cranford. Really cool LP artwork there. Can't show you that on radio, unfortunately, but check out our Facebook page at killradio.org. And you'll see some photos posted there. So, yeah, back in the 1980s. So this is out of 1984. It's an EP, so it'll be a little bit of a short show today. And let's get on into side one of the second studio EP by Jimmy and the Mustangs right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Sorry. Just too young and I don't wanna lead you
Sticking by my guns. Good lyrics. I like that. Very Texas. And guess what? Jimmy Silver is in Texas. He's in Austin. Austin, Texas. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you are listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl. Spinning rockabilly today. Jimmy and the Mustangs, their EP album out of 1984. And we started out with Bad Detective on side one. That's a Lewis piece. Moving into Stop the Clock, The Pressure's On. That's written by Jimmy and the Mustangs. Actually, Jimmy Silver and Marshall Rohner, lead guitar and vocalist. Done that together. And finishing up with the third track, also written by Jimmy Silver, I'll Steal for Your Love. I'll Steal for Your Love, Jimmy and the Mustangs. And we'll be right back.
When the mayor of New York City tells us how great Denver's new gun control laws will be, we should be skeptical. When Homeland Security buys 7,000 automatic rifles for itself, we should be curious why. And when Homeland Security buys more than a billion rounds of ammunition, a billion rounds in just the last 10 months, we should question their hypocrisy. We should demand to know what they're up to. Because a government arming itself to the hilt while passing more restrictive gun laws on its citizens should scare all of us. Our Second Amendment gives us the unwavering right to keep and bear arms. And it certainly doesn't give the mayor of New York City the right to decide what's best for our personal safety. I'm Laura Carno. I live here in Colorado, and I'm trying to do my part. Please help me keep this advertisement on the air by donating at IamCreatedEqual.com. That's IamCreatedEqual.com. Paid for by IamCreatedEqual.com.
Rockabilly. Okay, not much, not much out there on Jimmy and the Mustangs. I'm researching on Wiki here, Wikipedia. And I don't know, rocking cats out there, rockabilly scene. I love rockabilly. That is like the ultimate raw rock and roll, the beginning of rock and roll. And I don't know. We'll just move on into side B of this EP right here on Brad's Vinyl.
Just don't treat me right. You like a ball mother's uncle's crazy child.
Yeah.
Is it over? It's all over now? I guess it's all over. I'm bebopping about the studio here. Can't help but shake a leg to this rockabilly stuff. It is awesome. I just love rockabilly. It's raw. It's real. It's raw rock and roll. It's the beginning. It's the roots of rock and roll. I am Brad of the Bone, and I hope you enjoyed today's show on Brad's Vinyl. That was the B-side of the 1984 EP by Jimmy and the Mustangs, starting out with Justine and moving into Stomp and finishing up with It's All Over Now. Many of you may have recognized that a Stones cover. Actually, the Stones have done that. I don't know if it was written by the Stones. I think it was written by somebody else. But it's a classic. It's All Over Now. Justine, the first track on that. I remember dancing around the nursery there with my infant daughter, who I named Justine, her middle name actually. I actually got that from this EP. Katie Justine, that's her middle name. So my daughter's middle name, Justine. Great song. And oh, I don't know what to say about that. Love it. Love it. That's actually from a motion picture. It's actually from a movie called Voyage of the Rock Aliens or something weird like that. I don't know. Have any of you ever seen that? Voyage of the Rock Aliens? Guess I need to see that. After all, it's got some of my favorite music in there. Rockabilly Jimmy and the Mustangs right here on Brad's Vinyl. Thanks for listening, y'all, and we'll see you next time.